Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car. Once again, this time driving around Bloomington, Indiana, under cover of darkness, following Purdue's 68-65 loss at Indiana. I know after the last 4 or 5 years, hearing loss at Indiana probably comes to as a bit of a shock to your system, but it's bound to happen one of these days. This is your, again, your Golden Black Radio Express postgame podcast. It's brought to you by our friends at Falls Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, and the Whitaker Inn. If there was a Whitaker Inn in Bloomington, I'd be staying there. Instead, I'm staying at the classy La Quinta Inn tonight. So Purdue, obviously, sees its 9-game winning streak against Indiana snapped, sees its momentum from the last 3-4 games, whatever it's been, stemmed with this loss to Indiana. Just a really, I don't think anything should really ever surprise anyone in these games because rivalries do funny things in college basketball especially. But I think when you looked at this game on paper, you know, this game more than any other from the last 3-4 years really favored Purdue, obviously. And the fact that Purdue's had so much success in Bloomington, Purdue's had so much success against these guys in general, I think really probably gave a lot of people, for good reason, a pretty good feeling about this. But as I said before, you know, a lot of funny things happen in rivalries, but I wouldn't call this a funny thing because I think Indiana, you know, obviously played well, played different than they have over the years before. I think this is a tougher Indiana team. I think this is a more competitive Indiana team, and I think that's probably their starting point to getting their program back to what they've been kind of pretending it is for the last 5, 6, 7 years, whatever it is. So I think they deserve credit for this. That's not to say Purdue, you know, didn't play a heavy hand or have a heavy hand in this outcome as well. Just a very surprising, you know, lapse in poise there in the first half by Purdue in the form of, hang on, I'm driving past a couple of speed traps here. All right, all clear. It must have snowed here during the game because there's a lot of stuff on the road here. Anyway, Purdue missed a ton of free throws. They missed 10 free throws. They were 7 of 17. You could easily point to that as the key to the game. That's 10 points Purdue didn't have. But you could then also just as soon turn around and say Indiana also missed 10 free throws, which they did. So that would be a draw. The difference in this game, among a couple of them, was Purdue turning the ball over. I don't have a box score a lot. And I thought Purdue had a spell of turnovers in the first half that became Indiana's momentum. Really kind of symbolically, Purdue handed Indiana its momentum. And Indiana ended up scoring 14 straight points in the final few minutes of the first half. And that put Purdue in a little bit of a hole that it almost got out of, but ultimately couldn't finish off. If that run never happens, if Purdue just plays them evenly down the stretch of the first half after, you know, outplaying them for the first few minutes of the game, you know, this game turns out differently. That's those turnovers. That speaks to poise. I think the free throws speak to poise. I don't know what's going on with Zach Edey. He was a 71% shooter last year. Looked really good doing it. He's 17-34 in Big Ten play this season. I'm not really sure what's going on there. I'm not really sure what's going on with Travion Williams. He was 6 of 18 at Illinois. He was 1 of 4 at Indiana. He is getting the looks around the basket that he has made a college career off of at Purdue. And he's just not finishing for some reason. I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason to it. I can't explain it. I'm not even going to try to explain it. But there's a serious gap in productivity there at the center position that, you know, Purdue really shouldn't have had tonight. You know, I thought Travion Williams, you know, had an opportunity against Illinois to have a big game. He got a lot of good looks. Again, went 6 of 18. That's the reason that game went to overtime. If Travion Williams just has a substandard shooting game as opposed to a completely uncharacteristic one, that game never goes to overtime. If Travion Williams makes that point-blank look he had there in the last minute I think he just short-armed it or just had a bad angle or didn't know where he was or something like that. Purdue wins this game, most likely, because you're up four with 40 seconds to go, whatever it is. This has been the role he's played for Purdue here over the last year and a half, where he's been the guy you go to when you need a bucket in big situations. And for some reason, these shots that, again, his whole career he shot 60 to 70% on and come up big in so many big moments, it's just not working right now. And I can't explain that either. But there is a gap in productivity there that really influences outcome. I know people want to point to Purdue's point guards and blame them for all Purdue's problems, but I think sometimes people get distracted from the big stuff to focus on the little stuff. And I think, you know, Purdue is built around its centers. As good as Jaden Ivey is, as good as the shooting can be, Purdue's starting point and finishing point is the five. And when those guys aren't producing like they're capable of, it takes away a lot of margin for error for this team. Even with all the weapons they have around those guys, it takes away a lot of margin for error. And, you know, for those guys to, between the two of them, leave double-digit points on the table tonight after Trevion Williams left double-digit points probably on the table against Illinois, this is a troubling trend, but also one that really can't be easily explained because these are shots these guys have made before. These are shots these guys will make again. There's no real rhyme or reason to why this is happening, but it is happening, and you know, it is creating a little bit of a gap in productivity that cost Purdue tonight for sure. You know, Jaden Ivey was playing through a bad groin. He hurt it in practice the other day. I thought he gave Purdue a chance. You know, he didn't play a perfect game. He lost his composure a little bit himself, especially in the first half there, Trey Galloway getting under his skin. But he gave Purdue a chance. You know, the back-to-back threes to start the second half, I thought, changed the complexion of the game. Obviously, Purdue ran through him at the end. He couldn't get all the way to the rim. I wonder if a healthy Jaden Ivey gets all the way to the rim, at least goes to the foul line. And then the three-pointer to tie the game at the buzzer, I thought was down. It was halfway down and then out. But I thought he gave Purdue a chance, and I think that, you know, people tend to nitpick him because he's so good. I guess that comes with the territory. But I think this is still a situation where I think people need to appreciate everything he brings to the table for Purdue here and how special of a player he is, and kind of enjoy this while you have him. I don't know why I'm adding that on the end here, but I thought he gave Purdue a chance in the second half, and did so through an injury that, you know, clearly hindered him. You could see him kind of limping around. You could see him kind of wincing, you know, things like that. I know sometimes after losses, people don't want to hear quote unquote excuses, but I think that was legit. And I think he deserves mention here for coming out in a rivalry game, getting 20 points on the road or whatever he got and doing so hurt. Purdue's got to be better than this. Clearly. I think, you know, this team has enough experience. This team has been through enough games like this. Purdue's had enough success in that building where you wouldn't have expected them to be shaken by the moment. And I thought they were shaken by the moment there in that final 10 minutes of the first half. That was just really surprising, really disconcerting from a Purdue point of view that they lost their composure the way they did. Very surprising. But I do think you have to give Indiana a lot of credit for this, too. I think they've changed a little bit. I think this is a more competitive, tougher team than they've been in the past, which is to say they are tough at all and competitive at all. I think I've made clear my opinions on those past Indiana teams and how soft they were. But I think, you know, Indiana deserves some credit for this tonight. Purdue, obviously, is on that bus ride home, obviously kicking itself over any number of things where – they should be better. They just weren't good enough tonight. Still almost pulled it out. Rob Finnessy has a storybook end to his career against Purdue. I guess they got one more meeting, so I shouldn't say end of his career. But I don't think Indiana's beaten Purdue at Purdue. But this game served notice that Purdue cannot take that game lightly because this Indiana team is going to compete. So Purdue needs to be better than this. My full expectation would be Purdue will be better than this. you just thought that that Wisconsin game was the turning point that got a lot of these inconsistencies out of Purdue's system. Clearly, there are some more things cropping up here that Purdue's got to get better at, both at the individual and team-wide level. So that's what I got from Purdue's 68-65 loss at Indiana. Thank you to our sponsors, the Purdue Federal Credit Union, Falls Purdue Bookstores, the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, and the Whitaker Inn. I've pulled up to the La Quinta Inn here. Shout out to one of our YouTube commenters who said La Quinta is Spanish for next to Denny's. I thought that was funny. Our first meaningful, valuable, worthwhile YouTube comment in the history of our YouTube page. So thank you to that guy or woman, whoever it might be. And I'll talk to you guys again on Sunday after Purdue plays Northwestern in Mackey Arena. So thanks, everybody.